Waffles by Aprone for the Swamp 2024 Fan Fiction Contest. Timmy huddled in the dimly lit candle store, his small form pressed against the cold floor beside his once beloved companion, Waffles. Tiny slivers of light found their way between the boards covering every window, creating an eerie backdrop for the recounting of the events that had led them to this ominous moment. He spoke angrily but softly to Waffles' lifeless form, choosing to focus on this emotion over sadness or panic. "Why couldn't you just stay quiet, you stupid dog?" Clumps of Waffles' fur had already begun falling away in tufts, peeling off and falling to the ground. Timmy's voice trembled and he clenched his fists. "This was all your fault." The boy, his dog, and a handful of others had been scavenging the shelves of Lenny's Foodland, looking for anything to help keep them going. For weeks, Timmy and the others had been evading the undead swarming the park, mostly by keeping themselves hidden in the abandoned shops along the street. They had seen canine zombies from a distance, the zombified form of the neighborhood's pets, but today was the first day one of those got close. The chunk bitten out of Waffles' side has turned from vibrant red to a dark black, the grotesque transformation changing him from the inside out. "I told you it was not a dog," Timmy whispered, repeating what he had said in the grocery store when the creature began sniffing around the barricaded doors. At the time, Lisa and an old woman tried to help hold Waffles' mouth shut to keep him quiet, but either through excitement or protectiveness, the dog continued trying to whine and bark. There was definite panic to everyone in the shop, unable to do anything to call back the sounds this dog had made, announcing to the monster outside that there was prey inside.
"No, no, please shut up,"
Timmy pleaded to his dog, wrapping his whole body around it as tightly as possible. The dog wiggled with more power than anyone expected and managed to get free. It charged to the doorway and began snarling and barking at the tiny gaps around its edges. Timmy and the old woman rushed to grab fistfuls of hair and yank Waffles back, but it was far too late. A growling frenzy erupted on the other side of the barricade, and powerful impacts began thumping on the other side. It took only a few hits before the nails began backing themselves out and the items barricading the door began to slide.
"Run!"
someone had shouted. Timmy sat hugging his knees to his chest, allowing himself to get angrier and angrier. He picked up one of the stupid candles from the floor and threw it at the dead dog. The candle bounced off harmlessly, but made just enough noise that the boy felt his heart jump into his throat. He didn't breathe. He didn't blink. He sat in complete silence, watching and waiting to hear if anything outside had noticed. But nothing had. Much more of Waffles' hair had fallen out now, and the claws on his paws had nearly doubled in length. A few ribs now clearly stuck out of the open wound on his side, as if the bones themselves were elongating. The items barricading the front door were pulled apart and tossed aside in moments by the group of panicking survivors.
"Go, go! That way, run!"
someone had shouted, but Timmy wasn't sure who. The group ran in a straight line out of the shop and headed across the intersection. This wasn't a world where you had to look both ways before crossing the street anymore, but old habits die hard, and half of the group had paused when they reached the street curb. Timmy, Lisa, Waffles, and the old woman had been the only four not to hesitate at the curb and were now ahead of the others. Timmy's attempts to drown out other emotions with anger finally failed, and he began to cry. He held his hands over his ears as he wept, trying to stop the horrible howling sound that played in his memory. But of course, memories simply do not respect plugged ears. A dire near the park began howling as the people ran, and someone behind Timmy began screaming. Each howl was much closer than the last, and undead screams and growls seemed to be emerging from everywhere.
"Keep going!"
the old woman had been repeating while trying to push the children ahead of her. Waffles was across the intersection in a flash and had stopped at a hole near the side of a building. When they caught up, the old woman began shoving Lisa down the hole, which was barely large enough for her to fit. Waffles was eager to squeeze down after her, and Timmy had his first moment to look past the old woman to see no one else had made it. Groups of undead were clustered in several places along their path, feasting on the others who had been taken down between here and the store. Without wasting any time, the boy did his best to fit down into the basement below, letting out as much air from his lungs as possible to help squeeze through. Through the small opening, both children met eyes with the old woman, who screamed and ran with undead close behind. The shelves of scented candle wax were still winning, but the stench of rotting meat was creeping into the air now. Timmy got his tears under control and did his best to dry his eyes. Waffle's eyes had dried as well, cracking and turning an unsettling white color. Mostly hairless skin was now stretching outward along the dog's spine as the vertebrae elongated into jagged points. "I suppose you died a hero," Timmy says softly to his dog, pleased to find an excuse to forgive Waffles. "You tried to protect us." The children wanted to go up into the landscaping shop, but were too afraid when zombies began scratching and sniffing around the building. They simply couldn't risk the dog making more noise, and so they worked their way back into the basement. It was Lily's idea to venture into the sewer pipe. "They're going to get inside," she had continued to insist. The sewer tunnels had been a maze of blackness. For several minutes, all any of them could hear was the echo of dripping water and the sounds of their feet splashing. "Shh," Lisa had said as she stopped suddenly. "What?" In the darkness, Timmy assumed she was trying to hear something, but even with them both stopped, all they could hear was the splish-splashing of Waffle's feet in the water. Somehow excited that the humans had stopped moving, the dog seemed to move around even more than before. Anger returned to Timmy for a moment, remembering the frustration of his dog that wouldn't stop splashing for 2 seconds. Waffles eventually did stop bouncing around in the water, probably because he finally heard what Lisa was trying to hear. When the silence finally came, panic struck them both. There was another set of splashing footsteps approaching them.
"Hide, hide!"
Timmy whispered, but in the pitch darkness, they had no idea which way to even go. Waffles darted off in the direction of the footsteps, which had gotten faster and much closer. There was growling from the dog, growling from something undead, and a scuffle of noise racing toward them. Timmy put his hands out and waved them around, but couldn't find Lisa. When the undead was right on top of the children, Lisa let out a series of painful screams as the monster tore into her. There was nothing Timmy could do but get away, so he felt along the sewer walls as fast as he could, and moved further and further from the screams. Finding and following a faint bit of light, the boy emerged into the basement of another shop. The last thing he could hear echoing through the pipe were yelps of pain from his dog. The first twitch of Waffle's corpse startled Timmy. His heart was now beating a mile a minute, and his eyes refused to look away from the dead dog. The lips had curled back, or the teeth were longer now. He couldn't decide which. Everything about the dog was somewhat larger now, but the expansion must have been slow enough that he hadn't noticed until now. If not for his memory of Waffles crawling injured from the sewer pipe and lying on the floor there to die, he would not recognize this creature as his dog. Another violent twitch jolted the dog's corpse. Timmy slid a little further back into the corner, turning to look at his only place to escape to, the sewer pipe. "I can't go back there," he admitted to himself, hearing the faint growls echoing down there in the darkness. Rather than turn back to the dog, the boy only closed his eyes tightly when the sickening sounds of cracking began. He again tried to cover his ears to hide from the sounds of rigor mortis in the dog's joints breaking and popping to regain movement. When the low growl began, Timmy slowly turned his face to look at Waffles.